Let's turn again in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7, as I said before, we are finishing our series through the Sermon on the Mount today. So we'll start our reading in verse 24 of Matthew 7. That's found on page 966, 966 in our Black Pew Bibles. Matthew 7, starting at verse 24. "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." As far as reading together in Matthew 7, we pray for the blessing of our God on the preaching of his word. Congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, what kind of builder are you? If I were to visit you on a building site, some of you would be great at your craftsmanship. Others, however, might prefer the demolition stage when it comes to construction. But the fact is, we are all building something. We are building something with our lives, or our houses is a way of summarizing everything that we do. We have certain things that give us our identity, things that we look to for our stability, for our purpose, things that we are dedicated to. Here at the conclusion of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, we find once again Jesus is going to be making a distinction, a division. There's two kinds of people, there's two kinds of builders, there's two kinds of homes or houses, and there's two specific distinct ends. The two kinds of builders are a wise builder and a foolish builder. The two kinds of buildings is one with a foundation that is firm and one that is not. The two ends are one that is steadfast, enduring, blessed, and one that falls and is destroyed. So at the end of our Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is going to be asking us, what kind of builder are you? Are you wise or are you foolish? What kind of life do you have? What is the foundation? What is the bedrock? What is the core of your life? Is it something that will stand the test of time, something that will endure the trials, the tests, the tribulations of rain, wind, and flood? Or is it something that is temporary, something that is sifting, shifting, and will not stand? The fact is, many people alive today are building their lives on things that are simply temporary, passing, failing. These people are like ships on the sea, without anchor and without power, blown by the winds of time, the winds of society, sometimes chasing this, sometimes chasing that, at the mercy of the wind, no direction. Because the fact is, if you do not have your life built firmly on the foundation of Jesus Christ, then your life will be like a loose trampoline in your backyard, just waiting for the wind to come up and break it to destruction, to snatch it away. So at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is going to press the importance of his words home. It is entirely possible to listen to the best preaching. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. It is entirely possible to listen to the best preacher. I'm not talking about Sinclair Ferguson. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. It is possible to listen to the very best sermon and go away unchanged, unconvinced. And it does you no good. In one ear, out the other, like seed cast along the road where the devil swoops in and snatches the seed. So today we consider this theme: Wise builders learn to hold fast to the word of Jesus in faith and obedience. Wise builders learn to hold fast to the words of Jesus in faith and obedience. So Jesus begins in our first point here by using a very clear illustration to press his point home. There are two builders. And as that children's song goes, my children wanted me to sing it for you, but I'm not going to. Don't build your house on sandy land. You better build your house on a rock. So we have two different builders and two different buildings. One building is finished quickly with little effort, and the other building is finished very slowly and with great effort. Although when you look at these two buildings next to each other, they may appear similar, there is a significant difference, and that difference is below the surface. Because the first man in our text is a wise builder, and the wise builder digs down deep because he knows what's under the surface matters. So we have the wise builder in verse 24, who is said to be a wise person who not only hears the word of God, but does the word of God. It is a wise person who does both things. What are the two things that the wise builder does? He hears and he obeys. It is not enough to listen to the word of God. You have to implement the words that are spoken. We could say it's orthodoxy and orthopraxy. Knowing what is right and true and doing, acting, and obeying in accordance with that truth. Ignorance of Christianity is not all that prevalent today. Now it is becoming worse in our society, but most of the people in the United States have heard about Jesus Christ. They've heard a gospel sermon at some point in their life. The main issue that Jesus is dealing with today is not people who have never heard the gospel. Jesus is not talking about the remote tribes in Africa or some far reach of this world. He is talking about people who have heard the gospel, have heard the good news, and haven't changed anything, haven't done anything with the gospel. They've listened to it, but they've never put it into practice. But Jesus says it is a wise person who hears and obeys. Romans 1 verse 5 puts it like this, to bring about the obedience of faith. True faith is not just knowing something. True faith is also doing something. It is responding in obedience. James will put it like this, I will show you my faith by what I do. True faith is a living and active faith. So at the end of our sermon on the series on the Mount, what exactly has Jesus told you to do? If you think back over the last roughly 6 months, what has Jesus told you to do in the Sermon on the Mount? And have you done it? Have you? Has your life changed? Have you been sanctified? Have you grown in faith and obedience in the past 6 months? If Jesus is asking you to summarize what you've learned and how that has affected your life, what would you answer? How would you answer a question like that? Well, let's just very briefly remind ourselves of some of the things we learned in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus has been taking the Ten Commandments, he's been taking the law, and he's been applying it in the positive sense. The law of God is not just telling you what not to do, it's telling you positively what you are to do. You are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. One of the ways the law of God comes to us is instead of us going around and looking at everybody else's sins, the law comes to us first and says, take the plank out of your own eye. Have you seen your own sins? Have you been convicted by the nature of your own depravity? Sure, we can go around and point at the sins in society. You can go around this church and point at the sins of other people, but have you confessed your own sins? Have you dedicated yourself to storing up treasures in heaven? Or are you still seeking to store up your treasures on earth? Are you seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, or are you seeking to establish your own kingdom and your own glory? Are you acknowledging your sins of worry, fear, and anxiety? Have you acknowledged those as sins that need to be repented from? Have you seen your life as being grafted into Christ and producing the necessary fruits of obedience? Have you made it evident to the world that you belong to Christ and you obey him? That's just a few of the things that we've talked about in the last 6 months. Jesus says that this sermon on the Mount, is not just some beautiful words of wisdom to consider. These are not things you can take or leave at your own desire. They must be embraced and obeyed, put into practice. So then, have you changed anything in the last 6 months? Has the Spirit convicted you of any sins? Have you been strengthened in your obedience? Are you seeing the fruits of the Spirit's work in your life? Well, that kind of person, if you've done this, if you've listened to the Word of God and you've responded with faith and obedience, then Jesus says you are a wise builder. Good construction begins with a solid foundation. Now, today, if you were to build a house, you would have to dig down and pour a concrete footing upon which the rest of the house would stand. For the Israelite, they would have to dig down and find bedrock or solid foundation upon a stone. This was necessary because the solid foundation upon the stone meant that the rest of the house would be unmovable. The solid rock of foundation withstands the weight of time and the pressure of conflict. So it is a wise builder that acknowledges that your house has to be able to stand and endure. What you do with your life, where you build your life upon, or where you find your foundation, changes how you build your life and how you respond to various trials. Because Jesus says in verse 25 that your house, your life, is going to face trials. The rain is going to fall, the floods are going to come, and the wind is going to blow. These trials are going to test you. They're going to test your house, your building. They're going to beat upon the house. These trials, tests, and fiery tribulations will examine the stability of your house. Difficult providence will befall you. Remember, Jesus is talking to the wise builder. And he's saying to you, trials and tribulations are going to come. Financial hardship. Maybe you have an unexpected hospital bill you have to pay for. Marital strain, conflict in the home. Relational conflict, psychological suffering, persecution of the faith. These trials and tribulations can come in all sorts of different forms and at all sorts of different times. The rains, floods, and winds of living in a fallen world with a sinful flesh living in the context of fellow sinners means there will be conflict. They'll beat upon your house and they will test your faith. How will you stand? How will you endure? Will you give up, throw in the towel? Will your life fall? Will you crumble? Well, if your physical health or your financial prosperity, if those are the things that you're looking for stability, meaning, and purpose, when those things are touched, when they are removed, your life will crumble. Your life is built on sand. But if your life is built on the solid rock, the foundation of Jesus Christ, then these troubles may shake you, they may try you, they may test you, but in the end, your life will stand secure. To be clear, building your life on Jesus Christ means that you are knowing and you are obeying, you are walking in the way of Jesus Christ, and that means that you will be able to stand firm when these tests and trials come. Jesus is saying, being a follower of me does not mean your life is going to be easier. In many ways, your life is going to be more difficult because you follow me. The world is going to hate you because it hated me first. You're going to experience trials and tribulations for being an obedient follower of Jesus Christ that the people in this world will not have and do not experience. But Jesus says, if you've been built upon me, then you are going to stand fast. We read that in 1 Peter. Do not be surprised when fiery troubles come upon you. We should expect these things. Jesus says you need to be prepared for it because it's going to come. But if you built your life upon me, your comfort will endure, you have hope for the future, and you will receive the end and goal of your faith. What is that? The salvation of your soul. You will stand. The fires of this life, and particularly the fires of the last day, will test the worth of every person's building. Your life will be exposed. Those who build their lives on the solid rock of Christ, who have embraced God's word and walked in obedience, will be seen and declared as wise on that last day. Blessed are those who hear and obey, for they will be called wise builders. James 1:22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Luke 11:28. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. So a wise builder is one who receives, embraces, and puts the words of Christ into practice in their daily living. But having considered the wise builder, we move on in our second point to consider the foolish builder. What makes this second builder foolish? Well, it isn't the type of material he uses. It is the foundation or lack of foundation that he has for his building. Because this foolish builder was in a hurry, he constructs the building in half the time, for half the labor and half the cost, choosing the easy path today, but in the end, as we will see, it's going to cost him everything. So Jesus says, everyone who hears my word and doesn't put them into practice, doesn't do them, is a foolish builder. Now in our immediate context, Jesus is talking to those who are sitting around him, sitting at his feet, listening to the Sermon on the Mount. Don't be so foolish, Jesus is saying, as to let these words of mine go in your ear and out the other. But not only is this rebellion of man evident in his refusal to listen and to take that seed, but it's specifically in his refusal to obey. They're foolish not only in their forgetfulness, but they're foolish if they don't implement the words of Jesus Christ. In this way, they will not only miss out on a great blessing, they will also receive a great hardship. Now, when we think about missing out on great opportunities, if you've been watching the news this last couple days, those who worked for SpaceX when it first began, many of them are now millionaires. SpaceX is the nation's fastest growing company. Imagine for a moment that Elon Musk had come to you a few years ago and said, would you like to invest in my new company? And imagine that you had received the advice from your financial planner, yes, invest in this company. But hearing the wise words, invest, but failing to act, you hear it but you don't respond, means you will miss out on the benefit, you miss out on the blessing. In a similar way, Jesus is saying, you need to hear what I'm saying, but you need to do what I'm telling you to do. You need to invest in the kingdom of God. Because if you don't, not only are you going to miss out on the benefit, you are going to lose everything. So Jesus is telling how foolish. He's telling these people how foolish it is to hear what you must do, to receive words of instruction telling you how you can be saved, to repent and believe and you will have life everlasting, and to not do it. For those who hear the word and don't obey, it's like those who build their house on the sand. Now, the area around the Sea of Galilee, as you might expect, is covered with sand. And what happens to sand that is left undisturbed in the summertime is it forms a hard crust on the top. Maybe you've seen this if you've been walking around Lake Michigan by the sand dunes. If you get off the path that is beaten by the trampling people, you will find that the area that the water has receded from is often very hard. It has a rock-like appearance on the top. But what happens, children, if you were to take that sand and build it into a sandcastle? Maybe you remember, children, what happens to your sandcastle when the waves return? What happens to it? Well, sand that is resaturated with water begins to soften and give way. Perhaps you've seen that in the last couple weeks, if there is a house built on the edge of a river, and the river is flooded and that foundation is washed away, what happens to that home? Well, once that stability is washed away, the home crumbles and turns to a wreckage. Jesus is saying, that's what you are like. That's what your life is going to be like if you don't believe and obey. Obeying God's word and doing God's will. We saw this last week. Right, where Jesus rebukes those people who didn't do the will of God. Jesus, the point of last week and this week is really the same. If you don't do the will of God, if you don't obey God's word, then you are foolish. Jesus will declare to you, I never knew you because you didn't obey me. You didn't prove yourself to be my disciple. So Jesus says in verse 27, the fall will be great. Their destruction will be complete. Everything they've built upon. Think about how many people in our world today have spent so much time, effort, money building their lives, building their kingdoms. On the last day, their houses, their kingdoms, their empires will crumble to the dust. Be burnt up like chaff. We see here that both the wise builder and the foolish builder will have their homes tested. Both builders suffer pain, trial, hardship of the rain, wind, and floods. It is the presence of those trials that proves the quality of their work, or more specifically, proving the strength of their foundation. Calvin put it like this: piety is distinguished from its counterfeit when the trial comes. Piety is distinguished from the counterfeit when the trial comes. Didn't we see that during the pandemic? It's easy to go to church when there's no trial. It's easy to get comfortable, to stay at home. But how many people turned away and refuse to follow? It's not the season of peace and prosperity that tests the footing. It's the prick of hardship that proves the quality of the foundation. Humanity is prone to build on the sand of self-trust and prideful independence. I don't need Jesus. I'm strong enough on my own. But it's only those who dig down deep, who throw away any self-reliance, who lean on Christ, building on his word, will find the stability that enables them to stand firm. Going back to our ship analogy, it is only the ship that has their anchor cast in the bedrock of Jesus Christ that can withstand the storms and avoid being shipwrecked. If you have two ships that are on the sea, one with its anchor cast and the other not, the one without an anchor will be shipwrecked on the rocks of the shoal. But the one with an anchor in Christ will be secure. Those who don't have a foundation live their lives as if they're chasing after the newest thing. They're superficial, they're blown this way and that, they drift through life. They do not have a center that will hold. They may even like listening to good sermons. They like having their ears tickled. They chase after the newest, most popular preacher. We find the same thing in our text. If you have verse 28, you have the crowds that were astonished at his teaching. But notice what is missing. We read nothing of faith and obedience. Like, wow, Jesus is a really good preacher. I've never heard preaching like this before. It is the same crowds that will turn their back from Jesus Christ when his teaching becomes hard. So we find that today there are a lot of people who go to church and a lot of people who listen to podcasts and sermons on the radio, and they say Jesus is a good teacher. He's a motivational teacher. He's telling us great things. But following Jesus doesn't cost them anything because they keep their idols on the side, trusting in their own work, boasting in their own abilities. But the true followers of Jesus Christ are those who obey in spirit and in truth, who dig down deep and build their lives on his foundation, who know and submit to his way. Only those will enjoy the blessing of a life that stands unmoved as their house is tested by the wind and the rain. To conclude, brothers and sisters, there's only two kinds of people. Two kinds of people that listen to the word. Remember, this is talking about those who are listening to the preaching. There's only two kinds of people that are here today. Are you foolish or are you wise? What are you going to do with the word of Jesus Christ? Are you going to put yourself over God's word? Are you going to make yourself judge of what the scriptures say? Well, I don't like what the Bible says here, so I'll simply ignore that and live my life my own way. That's a foolish person. Assuming the power to take and leave what they don't like, assuming that they have the strength to stand alone when the wind and the waves attack and beat against their house. On the other hand, you have the wise builders. The wise builders acknowledge their own weakness, acknowledging their own need. They know they can't stand alone, and they dig down deep, and they build their lives by faith and obedience, knowing that only on Christ will you find the strength to stand. Acts 4:11 calls Jesus our cornerstone, a strong and firm foundation. Build upon him. Build upon his word. Obey him. Walk in his way, and your life will be established. As our theme states, wise builders learn to hold fast to the words of Jesus Christ in faith and in obedience. So build your life on Christ and his word. Know and obey him, for in this you will find stability and everlasting life. Amen. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this reminder, this call to faith and repentance, that we are not just to content ourselves with hearing the word, but we are to embrace the word and respond appropriately. So when your word tells us to believe in Jesus Christ, to repent of our sins, and to walk in obedience, may this truth resonate. May we follow in faithful obedience. May we build our lives on the solid rock of Jesus Christ and his word, knowing that only in this way will our lives stand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.